And now the in-depth on KSL. A lot of talk about giving teachers money. The Senate is considering giving teachers a performance pay raise to $100,000. And there's a bill heading to the Utah House tomorrow that aims to entice future teachers to enter the field and then stick with it. If approved, educators could apply for a $6,000 stipend during their first full-time semester student teaching. One of the bill's sponsors is Davis County Republican Representative Karen Peterson, who's joining us now live. Help me out with this, first of all. A lot of people know you get a paycheck. Maybe if you're lucky, you get a bonus. But what is a stipend?
Well, right now, our student teachers in Utah are doing it without any pay. So they're paying their tuition and they're paying the costs that they have just of living their lives. And they're not really able to work during that semester because it's a full-time experience to do student teaching for that last semester before they graduate.
So they could get a $6,000 stipend while they student teach. Do you have any idea how much this would cost the state?
Yes. So we have about 1,400 student teachers in our state. So with $6,000 stipends, it ends up being around $8 million that we would invest in this.
So what are the benefits for students of offering this stipend?
Well, for the student teachers, right now, it's a full-time responsibility. So they need to learn how to manage a classroom. They have to create lesson plans. They need to learn how to coordinate with parents and work with them, how to differentiate the curriculum and help special education students. So it's a big commitment. It's a lot of brain power and a lot of brain space to figure all of that out. And so if they don't have to work an additional job in the evenings to try and pay rent, we'd like them to just be able to focus on being a quality educator.
So are you getting any pushback in the legislature, or does this look like it's going to make it through the House?
Well, I'm always hopeful and optimistic. This does use some one-time funds because we're going to try it as a pilot program to see if it really does impact the number of student teachers we have in our state and also if it helps retain them longer. So currently 42% of our teachers leave the profession in the first 5 years, and we've got to figure out ways to have stronger induction programs so they get off on the right foot to begin with.
Thanks a lot for explaining the bill. Representative Karen Peterson joining us live.